Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm very nervous about this episode.
I was just going to say the same thing.
I don't want to do this, but I'm a man of my word and we have said that we would.
In this episode, we have to explain, in this penultimate episode of Help I Sexed My Boss.
Series 3.
We have to explain what happened in Monaco. I think it could affect work for you.
I think it could end my career.
I think people will never look at us the same again.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, that was the plan. Until Jordan turned up. Just so you know, the gin and Dubonnet can make William and Jordan say a few things that some may find a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and find some eggshell emulsion, stuff it on the wall and watch it dry.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, what should you do if this is the episode that we finally tell you what happened in Monaco? And how do you tell a tall person that they're too tall when they're standing in front of you at a gig or in cinema? Not standing, not sitting. Sitting.
Yeah, well done.
And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony answer. We're William Hanson, UK's leading etiquette expert.
No, we're not Jordan North, radio presenter. I'm more yacht. Whereas you're just not.
good. Good.
Good.
I like that. Should we do the Monaco bit now?
No. I'm putting it off.
No?
We'll do it later.
We should just say as well, this is the penultimate episode, series three of Help I Sexed My Boss. And if you're joining us and listening for the first time, William and I are friends. William's an etiquette expert, like you said before. I'm a radio DJ and we offer advice and we're good friends even though we shouldn't be. And that is pretty much this podcast.
I think, to be honest, even for the new listeners, if they've got to this point, whether they've been binging or they've been listening per week, they probably get that by now.
Do you think?
I think probably okay.
Do you think I'm over-explaining?
Yeah. That's Jordan is from the north, I'm from the south, just in case you haven't worked that out.
Yeah. Okay, so should we just... You really don't want to do Monaco now?
Do you
now?
Want to explain what this is?
Oh, we also... Well, now I feel bad for our lovely regular G and Divas that listen. Also, we get pissed during the episode as well.
No,
we've not been pissed... It's 10 past 10 on a Friday morning when we're recording, but let's get on it. Usually, we have a gin and Dubonnet, which was the Queen Mother's favourite drink, the late Queen Mother's favourite drink. It's turned into our signature dish, I suppose.
Well, it's not a dish.
Well, signature drink.
Our signature dish is Ben. He was pointing to himself.
Sales in Dubonnet have gone up in the UK.
They've rocketed.
They actually have.
I mean, they were basically zero before, other than in the Victoria area of London, where it was quite popular. But since then... It's got better. Am I pouring or should you pour?
You pour.
Oh. Don't make that joke.
So it's one part gin, two parts Dubonnet.
Pass me your glass, please.
I still think Dubonnet sounds better.
Dubonnet, no.
Dubonnet. How do you think the state visit went? Not the Burnley state visit. Thank you, by the way, to everyone that's been messaging about the Burnley state visit. We're glad that you liked it just as much as us. Like I said last week, it's probably the most I've laughed in ages. It was so, so fun. So what do you think of the Donald Trump state visit? I can't believe we're having this at 10 o'clock in the morning.
On a Friday.
So what did Donald Trump do right? What did he do wrong?
Hang on, who are we toasting?
not to him. God, no.
Why don't we toast... I think Melania.
No! No!
What?
To us. We've never toasted to us.
Well, yeah, but the only issue with toasting to yourself, etiquette point here, is when someone toasts to you, so if it was your birthday and I toasted to you, you're not actually allowed to drink the toast yourself. You just sort of raise your glass to acknowledge and then put it down. You never drink a toast yourself. So if
really?
We toast to us, we can't drink.
So say that again. So if someone toasts to you...
Yeah.
See, he's full of... This is why I love you. So if someone says to Jordan...
Just this.
Yeah.
You just like me for my knowledge.
Mm. Not just that, I like you right. for other things. So if someone says to Jordan, you're not allowed to take a drink.
If I go, right, it's Jordan's birthday, he's 25, everybody, Jordan, and we raise glasses to you, you raise your glass to acknowledge, and then you put it down and sit down, and then you can drink.
I know what, just looking here, there's some great pictures of the greatest cartoon ever made, to The Simpsons.
Just because I can't really be bothered to think of anything else. The Simpsons.
To The Simpsons.
I've never watched it.
Shut the front. No, you've not.
I've seen clips. I've seen bits, but I've never sat down.
You never watched. You never had your tea and then rushed to finish your tea so you could watch Simpsons on BBC Two or Channel 4?
No.
Do you remember when it used to be on BBC Two?
No.
You've never watched The Simpsons?
No. I know. It's in a long line of things that I have never done.
You are... Honestly, you never cease to amaze me. You've never seen The Simpsons?
I know, and I've somehow managed to get through life.
That's good. Cheers. To The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Before we start cracking on, just want to say that my friend Sophie, you're going to love this, right? My friend Sophie, who I work with, she was on a date and they were chatting away and he was like, so what do you do? And she says, oh, I work in radio.
I disagree that he asked her about job on a first date.
Well, like, this is how I assumed it went.
Right.
So I think they got talking about radio and I think he said, oh, I listen to... a podcast, I really like it. And he got out his phone and showed it and it was, help, I sexted my boss.
Gosh, and she hadn't mentioned you?
No, not mentioned me. She's like, oh, I know him. So, bigging up Jack with the tattoos that's dating my friend Sophie. Thanks for listening. Isn't that good that people...
And did that help the date or did that put an end to it fairly abruptly?
I don't know. I think it helped. I said, though, if he doesn't go on another date with her, we're going to cut this bit. So, if you're hearing this, they went on another date. If not, we're cutting it. Jack's right. A lovely lad with a tattoos. If you don't go on another date, Jack's a dick.
With awful tattoos.
Sorry, Jack. He's meant to be really hot. And now she's going to kill me. She's going to go mad. Let's move on, but thank you. How about that? We're getting mentioned on dates now.
That's very good, yes. We're basically aphrodisiacs.
Anyway, enough about us. How's your week been?
Yes, fine. Obviously, a state visit, you asked me how it went. I mean, actually, I think the actual state visit of President Trump, I think, actually, as state visits go, it was actually quite good. There weren't many hitches, particularly. Yeah. He forgot a gift was re-displayed that they had given the Queen last year on his working visit.
He forgot the gift.
Well, no, they didn't forget a gift, but the Queen put out the gift that they were given last year by the Americans. And I think the Queen went, oh, do you recognise this?
Like what your mum does when your auntie gets a really horrible ornament and she only puts it out when she comes round.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, my mum does that all the time, pictures and stuff. She's like, oh, go and get that picture at grandkids.
It was a silver horse and someone, I think the Queen or someone, said, oh, do you recognise this? And Donald Trump said no, and Melania sprung to his rescue and said, I think we gave that to the Queen last year.
What a douche.
So that was probably one of the only moments that was below par.
Didn't he fist bump her as well?
No, he didn't. It was just the angle of that photograph.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest, we wouldn't put it past him to fist bump
what
the Queen.
Up?
But... that was just the angle of that photograph. The worst thing was the dress of he and Donald Trump Jr., one of his sons. Their white tie, their tailcoat of the evening was terrible. I mean, it was badly fitting. It was the wrong design. I think their tailor was possibly blind. I'm not sure.
Well, so you think, other than that, that Donald did a good job?
I think, yeah. And actually, what's been interesting is that people, a lot of Americans... pre this visit, always used to get annoyed that Donald Trump's jacket was never fastened. It was always unfastened. You saw that long tie that was too long. And actually, since he's been in Britain and every public appearance he's done since, his jacket has been done up. And people are saying that actually the level of detail and the finesse and polish that we have in this country has sort of almost rubbed off on him, and now suddenly, after 2 years, he's doing his jacket up.
But you only do your top button of your jacket up.
If it's a two-button jacket, it's just the top button. If it's a three-button jacket, it's just the middle button.
Ah. Yeah. There we go. You've been watching Love Island?
No.
Do you know what? I don't want to talk about it. I'm bored of it already.
Gosh, it's only been going a week.
There's a guy in there. What's the Scottish guy called with eyebrows? And all he says is, bro, I hate bro. She's fit, bro. I'm going to get in her with bro.
Oh, dear.
Bro.
There was a chap on it. You text me when you watched the launch.
Oh, yeah.
The Welsh one. I only know this because I watched this bit back. I haven't ever watched Love Island.
I have watched every episode.
You have?
Yeah.
I thought you said you weren't watching it.
Yeah, I know, but I just end up watching it. I'm bored of it, but I don't think I'll be into it as much as I was last year, but go on anyway.
Anyway, the Welsh one, whatever his name is.
I don't know.
You've been watching it?
Yeah, I don't know the names yet. I'm usually just on my phone, because the best thing about Love Island is all the memes and tweets and stuff.
Right. Well, anyway, he...
Millennial...
He then turned around and said that he's an old romantic and he likes Steve Wright's Sunday Love Songs.
And I text you.
Yeah.
Because what do you listen to at Sunday morning at 10 o'clock?
Steve Wright's Sunday Love Songs.
And who else is on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock?
Is it Desert Island Discs on channel on Radio 4?
I think it's on at 8:30, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's only half an hour.
Is it sad
who else is on
that I've somewhere? Already got my top eight for Desert Island Discs?
Your top eight?
You know, your songs.
Wow, that's really conceited that they think they're going to ask you to go on it.
I think we should cut that.
I think most of the BBC bosses would want you on a Desert Island, but that's not the same as Desert Island
Discs. I've picked him, and I'm going to be like, yeah, Kirsty, this song reminds me of when me and my family used to be in the car.
What would be your luxury item?
Ooh... I think my luxury item would be a radio.
Oh, so on brand.
What? It would. Keep me in tune with the world. I can know what's going on. I've got company.
Yeah.
What would yours be? A feather duster.
Shawn Mendes, probably.
You love Shawn Mendes. I mean, don't get me wrong, the guy is fit. Like, you can't deny that. But you actually...
Obviously, if Mikey weren't available.
Oh, of course. If you couldn't take Mikey, take Shawn Mendes.
Mm-hmm. Producer Ben's just buzzed through and said that Mikey would be good because Mikey could put up my shelves, arrange for flat pack furniture.
Yeah, of course.
Do the dry stone walling, that sort of thing.
Right then, up you get, William. Come on, we need to make this mud up. Come on. Time's time. Mikey's luxury item would be a trowel. In case you didn't know, William's boyfriend's a bricklayer from Wakefield.
No, he's not. I have said this.
It never gets old.
It really does.
It really doesn't. Yeah. He's,
anyway, talking about Jenna Debonnet, look what someone tweeted us. That there's a well-known makeup brand called MAC. Who do a lipstick.
There's always protests outside back in London.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, apparently they have really bad animal cruelty rights or something. I don't know.
Well, never mind about that. We have one of their lipsticks, which is called Debonnet.
Shut up.
Look, it's a lovely...
Is it actually? Let's have a look.
Look at that.
Oh, pass it here. It's actually the same colour as Debonnet, because it's like a... Debonnet is quite a claret red, isn't it?
Yes. Like, oh, claret. Maybe you could wear this next time you go to Turf
I'm not or. Putting lipstick on.
You are.
I'm not.
No, I'm going to put some on. Never put lipstick on. I don't even know what you do.
You've never put lipstick on?
No.
Right, let's put some lipstick on.
This annoys me. Can I just say, before I put this on, I'll just twizzle the knob away. I have very naturally rosy lips.
Yeah.
Very naturally rosy lips. I've never worn lipstick. Ever. I mean, I'd wear the rest of the makeup, but I don't wear lipstick. And people constantly go, oh, you're wearing lipstick. Like, no, genuinely, I have naturally red lips. I just want to put that out there, because on lots of my Instagram photos, people go, you're wearing lipstick.
Cool story, bro. Oh, my, you so... Right, don't you need a mirror?
I'm doing this without a mirror. I appreciate.
Okay.
Look good.
If you're listening now, make sure you go onto our Instagram page, and we're going to put... We're going to put this on socials. Get a picture. We're going to put this on socials. How's that?
Jordan, you look like you've got a rash.
Do I? Have you got a mirror? Yeah. It doesn't taste a Debonnet.
Well, no, it doesn't. No, that's not how it works.
Right, have we got any tissue for this? I hope no one walks in now. Right, I've just had the pictures. Make sure you look at them pictures. So there you go. You can get, if you're a massive G&D diva, you can get some Debonair lipstick. Mm. Other thing before
do
we get...
think we should write to Mac and say we could endorse it?
No.
We could, you know, do a, like a campaign.
I'm not walking around with lipstick on.
You do...
What?
You do look really ill. You do.
They're like a vampire. I want to suck your dick.
That's
sorry.
That's not what vampires do.
I want to suck your blood. Can you imagine if a vampire come up to you and I want to suck your dick.
Oh no, you don't want that. Think of the teeth.
Oh no. No, no you don't. Right, before we get cracking with the podcast spiel, all the usual stuff, William and I are going to a wedding in a couple of weeks together.
Yeah, not our own.
Not our own, no.
We don't like each other that much.
Well, not what happened in Monaco. We are going to a friend's wedding, our friend, can we say who it is?
Yeah, Hattie.
Hattie's wedding, it's in France, we're really looking forward to it. Although you're not happy because the groom's wearing shorts.
Well, I believe so. It's going to be one of the most... Well, it is going to be the most casual wedding I've ever been to. But that's fine. You know, to each their own.
I've been to... Oh, I've got lipstick on my glass now. I look like my mum. Hattie's wedding is abroad. And you'll know if you've been abroad, then it's casual. It's open shirt. It's just a blazer. You don't even have to wear a blazer at some.
No.
I quite like that. I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to France. We're going to Bergerac. Dordogne. What's it called?
The Dordogne.
Dordogne.
Well, it's not the Dordogne. Bergerac is in the Dordogne. Sorry, yeah.
It's Dordogne. And
the Dordogne.
We're going...
Dordogne. Say it again.
What?
Dordogne.
Dordogne. And I'm just going to eat loads of cheese and white bread and wine. I'm really looking forward...
I mean, that's a slightly stereotypical attitude to what France is like.
I beg your pardon? It is not... And I'm going to laugh like a Frenchman. Because that is how the French laugh. I like your podcast, Help I Sexted My Boss. It makes me...
Have you been watching lots of episodes of LOLO?
Good morning.
Have you ever watched Return of the Pink Panther?
Yeah.
It's
with
a fantastic film.
Spectre Clouseau?
Yes.
God, we're old. Mm. Oh, but yeah, I'm looking forward to the wedding. I'm looking forward to just eating loads of... You know how much I love bread.
Well, you love... I know you could have been a peasant back in the day.
Bloody love... Bread and butter and turkey dinosaurs. That's all I need.
I don't think there are many turkey dinosaurs in France.
Well, you never know. There might be. I'm not eating snails, though. Fuck that for a game of cards. No chance.
Again, I have been to France a lot. I think I've only seen snails on a menu once.
There was a snail... Yeah, came up to my door, knocked on the door, and I picked it up and threw it down the garden path. A year later, knocked on my door again. He went, "What did you do that for?" That's not my joke of the week.
No, thank God for
but,
that.
But what else do the French eat? Frog's legs. I've had frog's legs before.
Have you?
There was a French restaurant that opened in Preston when I was on local radio.
I'm not sure that's going to necessarily be the most authentic of French experiences.
And they asked us to go down because they were like advertising with a station that I was with. And they asked us to go down. So we went down and we recorded something for socials to promote this new restaurant. They paid money in that. Shut 2 weeks later. No one went to it.
Yeah, I think, to be fair, even Manchester, they had a Lorelle. One of my favourite restaurants, which is sadly, it's only one in London, called Le Relais de Venise L'Entrecote. Nice name, keeps out the riffraff. And they opened one in Manchester, and it lasted, I don't know, six, seven months. It's now a Pizza Express.
Can I just say, I'm going to warn you now, right?
I'm very pleased that you're flying with our other friends, not with me, because I've done a flight to France this year already with you once before. Didn't enjoy it, so I'm really happy that our other friends have got you, not me.
Don't you worry, I've already got me Valium. I'm just going to warn you now.
Yeah.
We all know I like a drink, yeah? Mm. At weddings, I get pissed.
Well, I'm going to say to you what the bride has said to you. Just don't be the centre of attention.
Me being the centre of attention? I'm not. I'm not an attention seeker. I'm not. But she did say, don't get too pissed. And I won't. But I love to get pissed at a wedding. I even dance. That's the only time you'll see me dancing at this wedding, because I don't do dancing. I'm too self-conscious for it.
I don't dance.
But as soon as they get YMCA on, I'm up there. As soon as they play a bit of ABBA, Dancing Queen, bit of Tina Turner, rolling on a river, rolling, Big wheels keep on turning. No, watch me, you're not doing it right. That kind of thing.
Jolly good. Well, I can't wait for that
So
wedding.
We are looking forward to the wedding. I've never been to France before. Does
Well, you have, because we flew to Nice.
Oh, yeah, I have, Anna. Oh, I have. Look at me going to France twice in a year.
Well, I know.
More times I've been to Burnley this year, that probably.
Right, Jordan, let's get ready for your joke of the week, please.
Oh, we've already had one, but joke of the week before the break.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's have a proper joke of the week.
I was walking down the road the other day and I slipped in a big pile of poo. And I'll tell you the punchline. Punchline? Punchline after the break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So, my joke of the week. I was walking down the road the other day and I slipped in a big pile of poo. I got myself up, dusted myself off, and some bloke, 30 seconds later, walked and slipped in the same pile of poo. I said to him, I just did that. And he punched me in the face.
Very good.
Very good. Right, what do we need to do now?
Well, next week is our final episode of this series.
Series 3. This is the penultimate episode.
And so for next week, what we thought we'd have it, we might encourage on our socials.
Yep.
You can have your own G and Diva party. It's where you get a group of friends together, you enjoy the D as a group, and you listen to the episode, and you send us a photograph of you having a G and D.
Yeah, that's a nice idea. If anybody's having like a G and Diva party, which is a thing, it's happened.
Oh, it's a thing. We've had people send in photographs.
If you're having a G and Diva party over the summer, or mm-hmm. you and your friends are in a barbecue or a garden party or whatever, and you're having
a state banquet
and you're having a bit of gin and de bonnet, send us some pictures, because we love your pictures. Where are you going?
Just getting something.
Send us a picture, send it to our Twitter,
yep,
Instagram.
We always enjoy seeing your pictures, whether you're having a G and Diva party or you're just drinking alone.
And should we now do the G and D competition where you could win a bottle of de bonnet?
Yes, should we have our jingle?
Let's do it.
With the backing track.
Oh, yes. We've got backing music now.
I'll count you in.
I beg your pardon?
I'll count you in.
I thought you said something else.
I want the D. I need it now. Please tell me when. Please tell me how. I'm thirsty and willing and eager, you see.
So come on,
boys. Give me the D.
We'll get better at that.
I thought we did all right there.
I think we did all right.
That's what we did, all right.
I felt like Mariah Carey.
Composed by William Hanson. There.
Well, yes, but not that backing track. But thanks to Stephen Willis.
So, yeah, if you want to win a bottle of de Bonnet or a luxury signature drink, then keep an eye on our Instagram at Sex and My Boss, and we will be posting the competition details on there. Sex and My Boss on Insta!
We've just gone past 4,000 followers on our Instagram, so considering we only...
Is that it?
Well, quite, but considering we only launched...
Get out of bed for that.
Oh, get you.
Am I on more followers than you now on Insta?
Yes.
Am I?
Yes, and you weren't Twitter. At the start of this podcast, I
and
appreciate.
Twitter. It's since my shoot in Hello magazine that I don't like to talk about.
Mm.
And my BAFTA's red carpet performance.
You were in Hello, but it was goodbye to your career.
We've not talked about the BAFTAs, have we?
Yes, we have.
I don't want to talk about it. No. This is what my mum said to me. I'm not even... My mum said to me, I'm so proud of you. It's up there with a time when you got that job at Marks and Spencer's.
Right.
I think she was joking. I got a Christmas temp job at Marks and Spencer's when I was 17. Mm. And everyone on the street thought I was like smashing it in life. And my mum used to get, you'll know if you work at Marks's, you get a discount card with your name and you can put a family member's name on. Mm. My God, she rinsed that discount card. She used to come to my till every day. She's like, hiya, I'm his mum. My son working at Marks's. Like, cheers.
Oh, bless. Yeah. Whereas when I came home and told my parents I was going to start teaching etiquette at school, they were utterly mortified. They would have reacted better had I said I was going to be a rent boy. They were mortified. For years, they didn't want me to do this job.
Which you did for a bit, though, didn't you?
What?
Your rent boy days.
Oh, shush.
Do we not talk about that?
No.
What did they actually want you to be? A lawyer, a doctor.
Well, I don't know. But I don't know. Because as a child, I wanted to be Archbishop of Canterbury. Because I quite like the robes. And I'm not particularly religious, but the robes appealed. And then I wanted to be a spy, but I kept telling people.
You could be a spy. They all went to Eton and what have you, didn't they?
I did not go to Eton. And then I wanted to be a newsreader. I think they would have been fine with me being a journalist.
Mm. Yeah, a journalist. Yeah.
They just wanted me to have a nice, safe job.
In year 11, I got a job with a bricklayer. I think I've told about this before. Yep. And my dad took me out. Got me some rugger boots, high-vis jacket. And then 2 weeks later, I left and went to college.
To study?
Media.
Very similar to bricklaying.
I remember my dad going, you need a trade to fall back on. Get a trade and then you can go and fanny about and do what you want in life. But have that trade. He said, if I join army again, I'd join Remy because I could leave, I could be a joiner, engineer. Get a trade behind you. That's what I never did.
You've had a few trades behind you, but that's not a matter.
I was like the Billy Elliot of Burnley. Right, let's crack on with the questions.
This one's come in via our Twitter, which is @sextedmyboss. It's from Judith. What's your opinion on armrest etiquette? For example, on a plane with 3 seats per row, who gets which armrest? My opinion would be that the person in the middle seat gets 2 armrests, while the people on the outside get 1 each. But is there a formal rule?
Judith, best question of the series. I have this problem all the time.
But you hardly fly.
No, but when you're on the tube or you're on a bus, I'm on trains all the time. I'm always on a Virgin. I'm getting worse than you with the innuendos. I'm always on a Virgin. And
there's no middle armrest, though.
There is in Virgin. There is a middle armrest. There is.
No, there aren't 3 seats. There's a middle seat.
No, but like, so right, say there's 2 of you and there's that middle armrest. Who gets that? Do you share it? Etiquette expert William Hansen, tell us the armrest etiquette, please.
So, with armrests, what I have an issue with is that actual phrase, armrest. Nobody rests their arms like this. You're not the Lincoln statue in Washington, D.C. Nobody sits on a chair like that. It's an elbow rest, okay? You can fit 2 elbows on it. So if you call it an armrest and you want your whole arm, that's so uncomfortable. Nobody sits like that. It's an elbow rest. 2 elbows can fit on each. Totally fine.
So you can share an armrest?
One can be at the top, the other can be the bottom, or vice versa. It doesn't matter.
I'm not saying anything.
Don't be immature.
I'm not saying anything.
I mean, it depends how big your arms are. If you're sitting forward, do you prefer top or bottom?
Yeah, if you're big, you're probably best being bottom, aren't you?
Ben, grow up.
Producer Ben.
Producer Ben is being so immature.
No, I'm saying if you're big, you're probably better being... But then some people prefer... tops that are big,
yeah.
In armrest etiquette.
They do.
What do you prefer?
I don't mind either way.
Oh, okay. So you can share it. Yeah, I think it's fair. You can share it. Okay. Good
question, Judith. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Judith. Ben is pissing himself here in the corner. Chill.
This question has come in via Instagram. It's anonymous. Dear William and Jordan, I will just get it over with. So I was up late at night watching adult content, and my parents took my phone from me with it still on and told me off for watching. What is the next thing to do? Because at my age, I'm not going to stop watching it. So what is the way for me to do it? This is more of a question for Jordan, really.
First of all, there's nothing worse than being caught wanking by your mum and dad. I remember once I got caught in bath and my dad walked in and went, "You've been washing that a while." Another joke for you. Three jokes in what? That didn't happen. That was a joke. I feel a bit uncomfortable answering this. So what's this anonymous person asking?
I think, you know, you've all got to be a bit grown up here. They're asking, look, they're going to... They wish.
How old is this person?
Well, I don't know.
They're over 18, aren't they, Ben? Yeah? Okay. Right.
They could live with their parents and be 32. People do.
Yeah, but why would you... I'm sorry, right, but if you're 32 years old and your parents have walked in on you having a wank over your phone, they should not be taking your phone off you. I really don't know how to answer this.
You just need to maybe do it at a time when your parents are not in the building.
That wasn't the question. This is the most uncomfortable I've ever felt asking. What was the question?
Like, I'm feeling quite calm. That probably is the gin talking.
If your mum and dad have taken your phone... I'm worried on so many levels about this question. But look, it's only natural to look at pornography. I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't know where... Oh, do you know what? It's perfectly fine to look at porn. Everyone does it. I tell you what's worse, right? I tell you what's worse than getting caught having a Tommy Tank, right? Mm. Is when you forget to delete your history and your mate goes on your laptop. He's like, "Bloody hell, Jordan. Didn't know you were into that." It's like, well, you know. Well, you know. Each their own. Can we move on? Because I feel so uncomfortable.
Okay, next question. This is an email. This is coming to help@sexedmyboss.com.
Am I crude?
No.
I don't want to be crude.
Well...
I'm straight talking.
We've got about 472 episodes where we have got you being crude.
I don't want to be crude. I want to be a gentleman.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
But I am a gentleman. I always offer myself.
Well, you're a man.
Right, go on. Next question.
William and Jordan. Crude. Two of my closest friends...
Who's this from?
I'll get to that. Oh, in fact, it's anonymous, I think.
Oh, another one.
Well, it's from someone called Ben.
Anonymous.
But not that Ben.
It's from Anonymous. They've wrote in twice. Go on.
William and Jordan. Two of my closest friends started dating around 6 months ago. The running joke then was that I had third-wheeled so hard they got together. It was a lot of them cuddling, me sitting there twiddling my thumbs. We recently went on holiday to Berlin together. One particular morning, they decided it was the right moment. I was alerted to this by one of my friends reminding me that I needed to get something from the shop. I responded by saying I can get it later, and was met with the same words used last time, but in a tone that made it a little clearer what their intentions were as soon as I left. I thought this would be a one-off thing as we were in a different country and they hadn't had much time to themselves. However, this was not the case. I was at one of their houses when they started getting very touchy-feely. One thing led to another and I was asked if I could wait for them a while I watched a film in the next room. Am I wrong to feel a little annoyed and left out by this, and how do I bring it up to them? Any advice is appreciated.
Right. I was a third wheel for a long time. Mm. First of all, my dad used to do that.
Oh.
When, not the...
Did your mother know?
No. When, just reminded me, because I was talking about it to my older brother recently. I was like, do you remember when Dad used to come back from leave? And he'd always get us a present on that way he'd been, because he were in the army. Yeah. Hmm. And then he'd give my brother £20 and be like, right, all of yous go to McDonald's. And we used to walk to McDonald's. When we lived in Catchett, McDonald's were about a 10-minute walk. So we used to all go to McDonald's. And we go to McDonald's, get McDonald's and come back. I used to think, oh, he always got us a McDonald's a treat. It's only now that I'm older, I realised he wanted us all out at house so he could...
No, you didn't realise you were all getting a Happy Meal.
He was actually getting his leg over, which is just a horrible thought, isn't it? But yeah, third wheel, I think Ben's the problem here. I think you're in the way a bit.
Yeah, I mean, is he living with these people?
I don't think they're the problem. I think you might be, Ben. And I feel... Like
there, Ben is.
I feel like they're obliged. I don't want to be asked to.
This is public display, or it's semi-public displays of affection. You're doing it in front of other people. You need to be conscious that there are other people around.
Pass me the letter because it's quite long-winded. Let me have a look because I think he thinks they're the problem, and I think
you could also argue.
Am I wrong to feel a little annoyed and left out by this? And how do I bring it up to them?
You could also argue that actually, I mean, I would also say to them, I would say to you, Ben. if they are being this overly tactile and insensitive, probably means that their relationship's not that secure and it probably won't last. So you could just wait it out.
I reckon, Ben, to solve it all, just ask if you can join in.
That is not the answer that we are giving.
It's 2019. Did I ever tell you about that couple when I was on holiday, the swingers?
No.
That asked me to join in.
No.
I've never told you this.
No.
We had a few drinks at the bar.
Where were you?
I was in Spain.
Yeah, obviously.
I first got chatting to him at the pool, had a few drinks at the bar. And then we ended up back at the room. And I'll never forget the names. It was John and Ange. I've never told you this.
No.
And John went, and we were all like sat on the balcony.
Sitting. Oh, sorry, I said I wasn't going to do that.
We were all sitting on the balcony. And John went to the toilet and come out just wearing a cock ring.
Did you keep in touch?
No.
What did you do?
I just left. She started stroking my arm and said, "We'll go as slow as you want." That is absolute bullshit. I just made it up. That's absolute bullshit.
Is this actually what you wanted to happen in your deeper, darker fantasies?
No, I just don't know where that came from. No, don't join in. I think you say to him, being honest now, Ben, I think you say to him, "Look, I feel a bit of a third wheel. When I come along to stuff, can you try and... I don't know, they're always going to be loved up. Can you try and not be as intimate?"
Yeah, I think you just need to maybe say to one of them who you're closest to, if there's one of them that you're closer to than the other, you sort of tell them, you know, I'm not sure if you're aware how it's sort of making me feel. If we're going to do something as a three, we need to... This sounds... I'm going to say it sounds awful. We either do it all as a three or not at all. And I don't mean anything sort of nocturnal there, advanced cuddling.
Could do the Eiffel Tower.
Right. Jordan, what have we learnt in this episode?
Is that it?
Yep, that's it.
Oh, I'm
drawing a line.
Speaking of Eiffel Tower, France, Monaco.
Oh, yeah. Well, what have we learnt? We'll do that now.
We've learnt that being a third wheel isn't fun.
Yep.
We've learnt that getting caught on porn by your parents is...
Well,
also...
I would say if you're going to watch it, expect to be caught at some point. I think it happens to everybody.
Have you ever been on porn?
No.
Never?
It's like The Simpsons. I've never watched it.
I actually believe that. I actually 100% believe that.
I don't need to. All I do to get my gratification is I iron a nice napkin.
Gratification.
Job's done.
Oh, okay, fair enough. What else have we learned?
And we've learned...
That I look absolutely
hideous.
Drop-dead gorgeous in lipstick.
You look hideous.
Come on, boys. I feel like a 1945 woman. You know, when the lads have won the war and I come home and go, "Give us a kiss, boys."
Right.
That kind of thing.
Well, that's good.
What have you learnt?
I've learnt that my career's about to end.
Let's just get it over and done with. Okay, you're probably going to be disappointed, but the thing that happened in Monaco is still awkward now. So we were in the hotel room, and we'd had a few drinks, and Ben came back to the hotel room as well, producer Ben.
Platonically.
All three of us were in the hotel room. We'd just been for a nice meal. And we were sat round, sitting round. I'm going to launch for you one of these days. We were sitting round having a drink. I remember I'd just come off the balcony because I'd just had a fag.
Hmm.
And we were sitting round chatting. And William stood up all of a sudden and rushed off to the toilet. And as he rushed off to the toilet, he let out the manliest of longest of smelliest farts you have ever heard in your life. And it wasn't just a trump, it was a bricklayer's...
You have to remember... Up until that point, I had never farted. So that was the first time I had ever broken wind.
And me and Ben just didn't know where to look. And William was like, William.
It was not that long loud.
William came back. He tried going to the toilet to do it. He came back, he sat down and went, "Chaps, we will never talk about this again." And I have been wanting to tell you all series, William Hansen farted. He farted in front of me and Ben, and it was so loud and abrupt and manly, and me and Ben just didn't know where to look. It's like when your nan farts. We just didn't know what to do.
I didn't know what it was. It was a new sensation. And it's taken me a while to get used to this.
So there you have it. William farted. That's what's happened in Monaco.
Right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us for any...
Admit it, though, it did happen.
For any of your problems, then all the details are on the website, sexedmyboss.com. And we'll be back next week for our final episode of Series 3.
Goodbye. He also said, pull my finger.
I did not. I will have you up in for slander, or libel, or whatever this is, slander.
Slander. Anyway, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.